Yo, what up? You're listening to the number one podcast. I am your host, Marcus J. Later in the episode, Daniel and Jaden will join me for the movie review of Sing 2. Unfortunately, they couldn't be part of the whole episode because it is a school night, it is their bedtime, and we partied all week because, yeah, I'm unemployed. Might as well. Actually, I took them to Liam Neeson's new movie, Blacklight, because I have the AMC, whatever, A-list awesomeness free movie pass, which also, it's not free. You pay like 10 or 20 bucks. No, I pay 20 bucks a month, and you get three movies a week. And since I'm chilling right now, I said, hey, let's go to the movies. And I took them on a school night, because guess what? We don't have to follow the rules. Yeah, boy. At least for a season. I've taken just like the last 2 months to prep everything that I'm doing. I have 16 music videos, still recording some songs, doing some finish up work, and writing some new stuff. And now we're launching the Calm in the Storm podcast coming up soon with Christy. This Sunday, I will be recording multiple episodes. We'll be releasing one takes. And eventually, I'm going to make a list of all my websites so that way you can check in and clock in and see what's new with music and skits and streaming. I got a Twitch. We finally did our first stream. I can't think of the title of our Twitch, but I know the Marcus J Show is the YouTube. You can watch the stream there until I figure out what our Twitch is. But we're just coming off of 2-2-2-2-2-2, and it was a pretty decent day, man. Village Inn had a breakfast for $2.22, which is a smoking good deal, seeing that inflation is draining everyone's bank account, and threats of going to war with Russia, which is a horrible thing to do. I don't really want to talk politics too much on this podcast, but I am really kind of tired of the mismanagement of our money, and I'm tired of all political affiliation, the Federal Reserve, our whole monetary system. You know, I'm not Mr. Anti-Capitalist. I'm all for getting out and hustling. But it's getting crazy that so many of us are with less money. I know for me, I got laid off 20 years doing a certain job and then got laid off because they decided the market was hot, they could sell it. And they got out with probably millions of dollars. And so I understand why my company sold off, but like, I'm just a regular dude who does a podcast and records and tries to pursue something on the side. But my bread and butter was working, looking after multiple properties. And that's kind of what my whole thing was. And it was okay because I was good at it. And I'm glad that I left. I was offered to stay, but it would have been a job that would have ended in like 3 months because this new company's super greedy and they've already upped the rent on 30-year-old apartments. They're totally gouging the people. People are going from $1,000 a month to like $1,700 a month, which to me is crazy. And I would have had to deal with all of the residents with their rent hikes and dealing with being there for that. And that would have been really rough for me, seeing that, you know, I'm a people person. I don't want to see someone who's struggling financially and going through all these problems get booted or forced out because of the economy. And some of them are stuck just having to eat it because everywhere they turn, they can't afford to live. And it's, how do we justify that as a society? How do you justify these increases? Oh, that's just the market. That's bull, man. Even with the increases in minimum wage and people making $14, $15 an hour at McDonald's and still screwing up my order, which they did tonight. Thank you, McDonald's. And my daughter's like, yeah, but they're busy. That don't matter. So they always forget something or mess something up every single time. I'm talking to you, McDonald's on Ironwood in Queen Creek. They literally screw up something in my order every time I visit, except if I only get like one drink, like if I got a sweet tea or if I'm just picking up a French fry. But if I order like four things, it gets confusing for them, I guess. And I get it, it's busy, but it's literally written on a screen. All you got to do is check the bag, check the screen. You're making $15 an hour. You take forever, and I'm patient, and I'm not mad, but you still screw my order up. So as much as I think the wage gap issue and the increase with inflation, it's horrible. I want people to have a living wage. I don't know if I agree that all entry-level jobs should be a living wage, but I do agree that they shouldn't be starving and broke working a regular job. I don't believe in job shaming because, like, me and my wife went to Village Inn and we paid for that $2.22 breakfast, and the lady was amazing. She did an amazing job. Food was great. And someone would say, well, if you don't like getting crappy tips, then you shouldn't be a waitress. Go get yourself a skill. Being a kind person and serving your fellow man, whatever that may be, whether it's tinting windows, putting in car stereos, serving food, that takes a skill, especially in today's social media, self-entitled Nimrod mentality where people can't even have a conversation. To sit there and treat people negatively because they didn't pick a certain profession that you think is honorable, I think serving someone... Listen, I work my butt off. And when I mean my butt off, I mean I worked 275 hours overtime last year. I was in the hospital. That's not even including the fact that I was in the hospital. My vacation I spent in the hospital for 5 days. I only missed one day of work. I was back to work, still sick. I'm still in remission, or barely in remission. In fact, honestly, I'm probably not even in remission. I'm partially in a flare-up. If you want to learn about that, look up Crohn's disease flare-up. And the medication has messed up my mental capacity. I think clearly in a certain way, but then I forget things that were told to me, or I lose focus. The prednisone made my face blow up like a blowfish, so now I got moon face, they call it, and I'm still creating. I'm mixing and editing lyric videos, music videos. I'm going to be recording music videos with my videographer, and so I'm still actively working. Me and the wife are building up a side business. We have we're going to be doing some reselling and things like that to try to build a home business while I'm home recovering. And so part of the reason I haven't jumped back into the job market when people are like, it's funny, people want you to be miserable. I literally have been busting my butt for over 20 years. And when I say I'm not ready to just jump into a job tomorrow, people will literally go, well, what are you going to do? Well, oh, you're going to try to resell this? You should just get a job. Oh, I know this security job. I don't want to do security. I hated it. I started out and ended up having twin boys. Wife got pregnant. She got put on bed rest. So I stayed at the job to provide. Plus, I needed good medical for my Crohn's disease. And, you know, that's the way our government has set things up and how our healthcare system is. And I never really saw it before the way I see it now. And we do need to reform healthcare because it's bullcrap that if I'm not poor enough, I can't afford the insurance that will cover my medicine. Like, just to give you, for example, my medicine would cost $100,000 every year just for me to get by. $100,000 for a little vial of medicine that they put in my veins. And what's crazy is if I stay poor enough, then I can have insurance. And the insurance then will cover, because I've been paying for my own insurance since the age of 18. I think literally right out of high school, or even still in high school, I had to get medical coverage. So while everyone else was thinking about how am I going to fund college, I was trying not to be sick and stay alive. So not everyone has the same options and the same choices. I'm not trying to play the victim card, but what I will say is it's a true thing, especially before some of that has changed with the medical, where you had to work for somebody. And in a lot of cases, you still do if you want good medical. But as it stands right now, because of my certain circumstance, I'm still covered with my employer, and I was able to get some extra assistance because of having a chronic illness. But if I get too much money, which is not a lot of money, then I lose medical again and have to go shop for it. And then I'll be out, what, $20,000, $30,000? You can get these crazy amounts of money where you're literally just working to take medicine, which is insane. It's insane. You're like, you're all over the map here. I know. See, it's hard to focus. I'm on prednisone. The steroid got me all goofy. But 222 was a cool day. Oh, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about the job market. Why are you getting me off track, man? What's up? But to me, people that serve and people that are kind and still do their job really well, they should be compensated. So I always try to give a good tip, even if I get a coupon or some kind of discount. I'm always trying to treat people and reward them in a financial way. So with that said, how are y'all doing? I hope you are figuring it out with me, because I know that I feel like I'm in no man's land. It's not even just losing the job or having to budget real tight because of finances, but it's like seeing the dollar value just disappear. When I go to the Dollar Tree and it's the $1.25 tree, it's crazy. You know, they didn't even just, like 99 cents only store, if you're familiar on the West Coast, there's a store called 99 cents only. They up their prices on certain goods, but Dollar Tree came in and said, nope, everything's going up to $1.25. So if you spent $100 on stuff at the dollar store before, now you're spending $125, which is crazy. That's $25 more on the same shopping trip just because. Well, we had to do that for a profit. No, they're trying to increase profits. And that's the bull, you know. Part of it, yes, okay, COVID compensating for some of this stuff. But the other dirty little fact is these rich scumbags are making record profits. So don't tell me it's because of inflation and that's the only reason. They're trying to get more market share and raise the price and the value and make more profits. So they're screwing everybody when people are the poorest. But then you have the flip side where someone will be like, yeah, but look at your house. It's doubled in value. Has it really? Has the value of your home really doubled in value when if I sold my house today, it would still have the same buying power to buy a different kind of house and my dollar would be worth less? So it's like, yeah, if I just want to cash out and blow the money, sure. I made a profit, but if I wanted to move somewhere, my dollar's not all automatically, woohoo, I can buy a $500,000 house. No, I'll be in the same boat as I am right now. So it's like, not only that, but my mortgage went up because my escrow didn't have enough money because property taxes went up. So all expenses are going up, property taxes are going up. So I guess if you live paid off, which in today's society is almost unheard of, if you have your house paid off, yeah, sure, you can make some profit. But with the way things are going, your dollar ain't going to be worth that much. So really, what is going on there? And then you got to wonder, is there a design? You watch these videos about the world whatever, I can't even think about it, world whatever forum where all the rich people get together and decide what our future should be. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This is no conspiracy. This is what really happens. And they're talking about people aren't going to own things. They're going to have electric everything and you'll be, well, basically be broke and own nothing and be happy is what they said. Is it the World Economic Forum? Don't quote me on that. Google it. Search it. But I'm sure you've seen the clips where these idiots are talking about, you'll be happy and own nothing, but you'll feel part of the greater community. Yeah, bump that. But realistically, do we ever own anything? Because if I paid off my house tomorrow, I still got to pay them taxes. Now, I did see something on TikTok, which you know is a reliable source, almost as reliable as Wikipedia, that said something about if you can predate your ownership and then you won't have to pay property tax. I don't know, some weird crap like that. But it's crazy. So 2222 was kind of fun. I guess that's some kind of cool milestone. The kids wore things that had to do with twos or wore a tutu. Or Taco Tuesday, we did that. That was fun. So the wife got Filiberto's for us, which was nice. Other than that, man, I'm on my hustle making the music and just trying to keep my sanity. I will be posting a lot more. We got a new theme song coming up from my song Raw. So the number one podcast will have a new number one. We're going to give you that Raw, and I'll debut that probably next week. You'll get that new intro song. But Calm in the Storm is coming. I'm going to guess, not this weekend because we're recording, it'll probably be next weekend, and I'll post that on the Instagram, The Marcus J, I believe. Man, I got to get consistent with that. Everybody, if you're branding or you're trying to do something like that, what you need to do is don't do like me. I have The Marcus J Show, I have The Marcus J, I have I Am Marcus J. Too many different Marcus J's. It needs to be one consistent Marcus J. So what I'm going to probably do eventually is go through GoDaddy, and just like buy Marcus J Twitter, MarcusJInstagram.com, something like that, just so it just forwards to everything. I don't know. It's an idea. Could work. But that's it for the show. This is the number one podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful year. We are back. We're slowly getting into the new vibe of things. We're not fully there yet. It will be more consistent as things are getting edited down and finished. Audiobook Live Life will be coming out. I haven't decided if I'm going to release that as its own podcast or put clips of the audiobook for you guys. If you want to, send me an email at, let's think about this, MarcusJ@MarcusJ.net. If you send me an email, that should still be active. If not, find me on Instagram, TheMarcusJ, or on TikTok, RealMarcusJ, and just shoot me a message and tell me what you think would be a good way to release a free audiobook. I'm going to sell it eventually on Amazon, but I'm going to have two different ones. One's like a motivational slash encouraging book of life, and then the second one is courtesy On Patrol, The Complex, which is all about being a guard and the crazy stories and shenanigans that I was involved in through the years and all that, the incompetence of working for incompetent people and the good stuff too. Don't get me wrong, my company was good for me, but the managers, some of them, wee-wee, some hood rat hoochie mamas you had managers messing around with leasing agents, you had all kinds of stuff, crackheads, drug addicts, homeless. My buddy who slammed his head into the golf cart, all fun, happy-go-lucky stories that I will be sharing with you in audiobook form. So until then, this is the number one podcast. Oh, but wait, before you clock out, don't clock out yet. Oh, I just almost messed up. At the end of this will be the movie review with the boys, and then the show's over. I'm out. Welcome to the movie review on the number one podcast.
On the number one.
Daniel and Jadon.
Yours.
The expert movie reviews.
Yes.
Take into account they have horrible taste and they're teenagers. So whatever they say, doesn't really matter. So we have lots of movies we got to review. But today we decided to do Sing 2 because it's a school night and we can't stay up too long. And you know why I picked Sing 2? Because it ends in 2. And what was just the other day? 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- but that doesn't mean it's good singing.
Yes.
Right? All right, so what do we think of it? Was it as good or better than Sing One?
I thought it was good.
It was decent.
Hey, Sing One, Thing Two. What did you think of Sing Two?
I thought it was good.
Good?
I'm doing my movie reviewing voice.
Oh, well, if that's the case, well, what I thought was,
you
well...
like Stewie.
What, right, hold on. No, I don't. This is Stewie.
Very what, exquisite.
What I thought was, did it have enough humor?
Yes.
Yes. And now it's on my Frosted Flakes box.
What? What does that have to do with the flippin' movie review?
I have no
it's
idea.
It's flippin' good.
Watch your language. I'm an adult. I'm allowed to say fake bad words.
Yeah.
Not funny.
It was...
Is all the cast members back?
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey, Tori something.
I didn't look at the cast, but that douche rat from the first one was in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
He's dead.
Wow. Whatever. Edgerton. The guy from The Kingsman was in it, and he's still cool.
Dude with the glasses.
The gorilla.
Yes.
So to not give away the plot, basically they're trying to get famous.
The whole thing.
Again. Yeah.
And somebody dies.
You got to get close to the mic.
Someone dies. Somebody dies.
Someone dies?
No.
I don't remember that.
He's joking.
Say, oh. Don't listen. And then there's this FBI agent in Hong Kong with Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
Oh, wait. No, that was the past podcast.
Yes.
That was a made-up movie.
That movie slapped.
So Herbert Moon in this movie dies by, what is it, Red Dead? Yeah, so Herbert Moon goes to Red Dead Redemption, Amarillo.
I thought he can't die.
And then, what else happened to Herbert Moon?
He becomes a ninja master to fight Jack Marston because he keeps on getting shot by him.
And then the gorilla sings.
What? That's not even in the movie.
Then multiple clones come out.
Then clones of Herbert Moon. Wait, it's not Herbert Moon. What's his name?
No.
Something Moon.
What's his name?
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, the little koala. He's trying to teach these guys that they can sing. But really, it's not just singing. It's like a whole show.
It's dancing.
It's singing, dancing, and other things.
Get close to the mic, dude.
Yes.
Don't yell in the mic. You just defeat the purpose.
What do you want me to do?
Well, if you're away, you don't yell. You yell because you're ridiculous. And if you're not, then you talk good.
Okay. R.I.P. the
talk gooder.
R.I.P. the people's headphones.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The granny has a Lamborghini.
Yeah, she does. And what's that have to do with anything? And then there's a U2 song that saves the day.
What?
U2, the singing group, Bono.
No.
Duh. Oh, you're uncultured swine.
It's not like I grew up back then.
Grew up back then?
He's calling you old.
They had songs on iTunes. Literally, they gave away a free album on iTunes.
Do I have iTunes? No.
He's calling you old.
Well, he can call me whatever he wants, but with a face like that, I wouldn't call anybody.
Oh, I look like this bro over here.
Okay, back to the movie review. I thought we were trying to do an actual review for once in our flipping lives.
You're the one who said Herbert Moon in Red Dead Redemption?
And then it turned to Sailor Moon.
You said that.
That was you.
Moon somebody. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Moon's Over My Hammy is a delicious meal at Denny's.
Oh, moon pie.
Is that Denny's? I think so.
Moon Pie by Little Debbie.
Moon China used to be a Chinese restaurant, but then they caught up to an attitude because I used a restaurant certificate and they went out of business and China Inc. took their business. So eat it.
Yeah,
that lady gave me a stink eye for using a coupon that they had. Yeah. Why would you get mad at that?
Eat that Chinese food. It's actually
food still tastes pretty much the same.
It's really good.
Except the lady with the stink eye no longer works there. So eat it. Back to Moon China. Sing 2. What did we think of Sing 2? Wow. Everybody really wants to go see. Okay, is it memorable? Like, do you remember it? Do you want to see it again?
Yes, by the memorability.
The memorability.
Wait, if I remember it, why would I see it again?
Because you like it.
It was
It was
very it's a buyer. And then that one girl sings, and then that other lady sings, and then
the sings, and
then the fat pig is like embarrassed, and then she's a pig.
What?
Right?
You mean like the German one?
Oh,
like,
they added a singer, Halsey.
Who?
You know Halsey?
No.
No.
Okay, what's a Halsey song? I can't think of it.
Ballsy.
Come on, you know Halsey.
No. I don't know.
I know
she does the voice.
What?
With the vibrato. What's Halsey,
You mean like this?
Can you name a Halsey song?
Ballsy. Dr. Halsey.
How do I not know a Halsey song? I know a Halsey song. The Chainsmokers, she did that one song.
Chainsmokers.
She sang on that other one. And then she goes, na ma ma ma, ma 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 ma. With the J whatever Korean music. K-pop. Come on, you know that. Ma 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 ma.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. You know it.
Because I don't listen to K-pop.
Neither do I, but it was a hit on the radio.
I don't listen to that.
I don't care.
Oh, she does that. The castle. Whatever.
What?
I'm going straight to the castle. What? They want to make me a queen.
Do you need help?
Yeah, come on. That was some movie, Game of Thrones or TV show.
I didn't watch Game
And then after that, she I came out with... Game. She has like 5 hit records.
I don't care.
We don't know any of
and
them.
I don't
we
know don't. Who.
Well, she's the fox in the thing. Is it a fox? Is she a fox?
I don't know.
I thought it was like a
she's a spoiled brat. Girl, the daughter.
The polar bear.
She's not a polar bear.
Well,
so that's it for today's movie review for Sing 2. Yeah. We all give it 3 thumbs up.
Because you can sing wait, 2. Hold on.
I give it 3 paws out of 10.
Wow.
Now, I get a round of applause? Get
oh,
it?
My. It's oh, my. And this is why today they're only doing a movie review and not part of the podcast. Oh! But... If you want to know more about Herbert Moon and his shenanigans, you can check out Marcus J's Twitch stream. If I wish I knew what my Twitch ID is. I'll give it later in the episode. And you can watch the boys stream or the Marcus J show on YouTube. And you can also watch them be ridiculous. It was a horrible stream, but it was our first one, so give us a break. Give us a stinging break.
Yeah. Don't judge us.
Laugh if he's on screen.
They can't see who you're talking about, numb... Genius. I almost called you a bad word.
I'm pulling at him. No, I'm
calling him a numb nuts.
Dude!
No!
Punch him. Punch him in his numb nut. Okay, that's it. Bye, guys!
Bye.
Back to the episode with Marcus J.